Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's Friday, and here on The Takeaway, that means we talk about movies. Today, we're talking with Noah Baumbach, director of the new film Greenberg, which opens nationwide today.
People don't call on my birthday anymore. I guess I don't call people on their birthdays, why should they call me?
It's weird aging, right?
Youth is wasted on the young.
I'd go further. I'd go, life is wasted on people.
That's Greenberg himself, and Greenberg the movie is the story of a neurotic man-child New Yorker named Roger Greenberg, played by Ben Stiller. Roger moves to Los Angeles to get his life together and house it for his brother. Of course, there are obstacles and entanglements along the way, including run-ins with his ex, played by Baumbach's real-life wife, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and a romance with his brother's much younger assistant, played by Greta Gerwig. Noah Baumbach, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Let's start with this central character. So many of your films seem to center on rather misanthropic characters. Greenberg is no exception. One review referred to him as an intelligent neurotic. Is this, I hesitate to ask, something you identify with?
Which part of it? Intelligence or...
Feel free to cherry pick and take whichever part of it you like.
I'll choose intelligence from that list. My character's come to me sort of inspired by people I know and people I see in the world and experiences I have. It doesn't mean that everybody is like Greenberg, but I do think there's a little Greenberg in everybody.
Noah Baumbach, the director of Greenberg, along with many other very well-received movies. I must ask you this question. Do you think of this as a guy movie? Because a lot of the young women I've talked with around the office find your male characters, and including Greenberg, a little too self-indulgent, and they all seem to be reliant on a woman to rescue them. Is it about guys?
Well, I actually think the movie is almost as much Florence's movie, the character Greta Gerwig plays, as it is Greenberg's. I mean, the movie actually begins with Florence, and we meet Greenberg through Florence. I would take issue with those people around your office. I find in my experience women are able to appreciate Greenberg sometimes more openly than men are, because I think they recognize this guy, and they've...
Even if they don't like him very much.
Well, but they may have dated him.
Oh, you know? That's for sure.
And they see it a lot. I mean, I think that it's an honest picture of a certain kind of guy and a certain kind of male behavior. I do think it's true. Again, it doesn't mean all men are like this and all women date these kind of men at all, but I do think that this is an aspect of male behavior that I see a lot of, and I don't think is in movies a lot.
And why Ben Stiller? Did you see him as perfectly embodying this role, or did he surprise you?
Well, I actually, because people ask me that, they say, oh, well, we know Ben from these sort of big comedies, you know,
right.
What made you think of him for this kind of movie? But I mean, Ben has done a lot of stuff, and I first saw Ben do the John Guare play, House of Blue Leaves, at Lincoln Center many years ago, and I mean, I've always thought of Ben as a real actor, and I think part of what makes Ben even such a successful comic and his comic characters so great is the fact that there's real humanity in them. I mean, I think you really recognize those people, even when their behavior might be exaggerated, and so I never had any question that he could do something like this.
And you have discovered or rediscovered someone who had only small roles in other movies, Greta Gerwig, who really is quite perfect in her role as this kind of lost young woman.
Yeah. I mean, I think Greta's performance is seemingly so unacted that some people might even mistake it for a non-performance, thinking they found the real girl and put her in the movie with Ben Stiller. But actually, the opposite is true. She's such a good actress that she doesn't look like she's acting.
She is quite extraordinary. Let me move on to your wife, Jennifer Jason Leigh. And she certainly appears in Greenberg. She shares story credits with you. What's it like working with your wife? Do you have a rule? No shop talk after we get home?
Well, we don't have a rule. Part of, I think, what makes us collaborate so well is that we talk about this stuff anyway. Even if we're not technically collaborating on something, if one of us is working on something that the other one isn't involved with. We bring it to one another and talk about it and are there for each other. And so when we do it officially, it, in some ways it's no different than anything else.
Right.
But yes, there are times where I think it's generally her saying to me, enough of talking about the script. Let's eat our dinner.
Let's eat dinner or cook dinner or something. Okay, final question. So if you were trapped on a desert island, which one of the following characters that you invented would you pick to be there with? Margot, played by Nicole Kidman, the father, played by Jeff Daniels in The Squid and the Whale, or Greenberg?
What a desert island, huh?
You only get to choose one.
I only get to choose one. Well, because I'm promoting Greenberg, I should say Greenberg, I think. if you'd asked me 2 years ago, I'd say Margot, and 4 years ago, I'd say Bernard from The Squid and the Whale. But so I'll say Greenberg
now. You don't think you'd have a problem fighting him for the only palm tree?
Well, the thing about Greenberg is that he's afraid of confrontation as much as he can't help, you know, getting into trouble. So I might be able to intimidate him.
Okay.
I'm more successful than he is, so
okay.
That would intimidate him.
That's good. Go for the intimidation. Noah Baumbach, thanks so much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Noah Baumbach's new movie, Greenberg, opens nationwide today. And if you want more movies, sign up for a new podcast. Every week, Rafer and our producer, Kristen Meinzer, talk flicks. This week, it's more Hot Tub Time Machine, but they also talk about some classic 80s movies. Listen in at thetakeaway.org. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste Headlee today.
I'm imagining being on a desert island with the cast of The Squid and the Whale. That is terrifying. I'm trying to
Where do you see Greenberg?
This is The Takeaway.